The economic climate is causing some foreign workers who sought their fortunes in the U.S. to consider returning home. This is especially true among highly skilled workers from India. Reporter Deepak Singh spoke with several of them. He sent us this report from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Monica Sachdeva comes from a city of Kanpur in northern India. She arrived in the U.S. 4 years ago to take a job as a research scientist at the University of Virginia. She says the way things are going these days, she's not sure how long this job is going to last.
Being in U.S., even though if you get good jobs, you don't have job security. You never know, you are just working with fellowship or with some contract. You can be checked out anytime. That's a major insecurity in the mind.
Sachdeva says in India, she could get a state job that would provide the kind of security she hasn't found here. So she's thinking about going home. Parbati Sen Gupta has already made that move. She and her husband returned to India a year ago after living in Dallas for a few years. She had been working there as a postdoctoral fellow in physics. Gupta says life in the U.S. was stressful and expensive.
Every time we were thinking we are out of money if we had to go home to India. We need $5,000 to $6,000 just for plane fare. So everything's much better now that we are back in India. We can enjoy ourselves and feel secure.
Indian professionals like Gupta and Sachdeva have long headed to the United States looking for a better future. They often stay and become U.S. citizens. But Yogesh Sindhya says it's not the same anymore. He's a research scientist in rheumatology at the University of Virginia.
10 years ago in the IT sector, for example, everything was booming here. But now you see what's happening. I can talk of academia because the funding resources have gone down. There's a huge drop in funding. So in terms of just purely getting a job itself is a fight.
Sindhya makes around $3,000 a month in the U.S. He says he'd be better off at home making about a third of that.
Standard of life in India would be much better. You can get a good mortgage on buying a house. Still, you would land up saving money. But with $3,000, you get a mortgage, you're not going to save anything here.
While the economic uncertainties in the U.S. are making some Indians think about going home, they are still in the minority. Last year, the American government issued more than 750,000 visas to Indians planning to study and live in the U.S., and the number is expected to be even higher this year. For The World, I am Deepak Singh in Charlottesville, Virginia.